Listen very carefully at the subject matter in Hebrews chapter 10. I'm going to give you the subject matter at the beginning because it's so important that you hear and be ready to travel that route to see the details of what the Spirit of God wants to say to us today. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever level you need to go to, whatever decision you need to make, is God is obligated. I made a demand on God. He's obligated to give you an answer. I want to continue teaching on the blood. And I heard five or six different ways to say this, but this one fit. I believe that it would bring something to your life that will introduce you to another level, as they were singing. Living in the boldness of a blood-created atmosphere. Living in the boldness, B-O-L-D-N-E-S-S, of a blood-created atmosphere. Now, I was talking to someone this morning, maybe one of the classes, but I had a class I was dealing with. If we ever needed boldness, if the church ever needed boldness, we need it now to deal with some of these worldly bold folks who are trying to tell them their way is better than God's way. I know about humility and I know about being humble. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and exalt you in due time. But there's a certain boldness that a believer must wear. And the blood, when you understand the blood of Jesus, it produces boldness. Now, what is boldness we're talking about? Boldness is operating in the boundless grace of God. In other words, you're talking, but you know you have divine backup. It creates a boldness because you got an ability behind you that can't fail. And so, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, having therefore, brethren, boldness. That boldness there mean, that boldness also means liberty, freedom, the right to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Now the problem is most of us don't know what the holiest is. But I'll break that down in a few moments, because if you don't know what the holiness is, you're not going to have no boldness. Then he says in the 20th verse, are you listening? Are you looking and listening?
Yes, sir.
By a new and living way. So it must be opposite of some other way. Then said, he says, which he has consecrated for us. Thank God. Other words, he have made a clear path for you to walk on in boldness. Through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Now you can find out through the veil, we read this verse, we think he's just talking about the blood, but he's talking about, no, through Jesus' body. That's the veil. The veil was torn in two. And it really to take you out of flesh direction. Really to take you out of letting be in control of your life, flesh connection. The only way a person can get close to God, they're going to have to be broken. You find in the 51st Psalm, David wanted to get back with God, and the first thing he had to do, he had to be broken. That means you can't do it yourself. Then verse 21, and having a high priest over the house of God, having a high priest, that's Jesus. Thank God. He's over the house of God. Then he'd get down to the 22nd verse and give us some good news. Let us draw near with a true heart. Good God Almighty. In full assurance of faith. Watch this. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. And our body washed with pure water. Hallelujah. Boldness. Proud of breaking the text down and letting the Holy Spirit say some things about it. Because about 13-4 words I want to deal with. Then I want to, that's an old song we used to sing when I was first getting into the fullness of the Spirit. Rosie Greer used to sing this song all the time. I found out it originated from a boy by the name of Chapman, I think it is. Boy, it's Chapman. It's a song that the church don't sing, but it is powerful. The church, we must know boldness. And so turn with me to Acts chapter 4, verse 13. I just want to look at a few scriptures to give you a glimpse of what the blood atmosphere can create. The blood of Jesus. You know, sometimes you're dealing with stuff, you need boldness. I can't hear y'all. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Holy Ghost bought, blood bought people ought to have boldness. If the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you, you shouldn't be timid and trampled upon by the devil. Know about his world system. Know about your ugly cousin. There's a certain boldness you have in you. There's a certain connection you have with Jesus and with the Holy Spirit. How many of y'all think the Holy Spirit is bold? And when they saw the boldness, Acts 4:13, I want you to be with me now. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Now, watch this. Now, when they saw, we saw what? What they saw? Of Peter and John and perceived that they, that they were unlearned and ignorant men. The problem is you got too much learning. And you won't turn to what the Spirit of God is telling you because you're dependent on your learning. There's a certain amount of ignorance have to be in you intellectually for the Spirit of God to be able to tell you something. God knows something you don't know. And he cannot tell you if you're that smart. Now, here's what it was talking. These boys was ignorant. These boys was ignorant to their religion. They were ignorant to their denominations. And they had something else they was working with. And it made them bolder than the whole system. And they saw it. They saw the boldness of Peter and John. Well, they don't know. Peter and John just got filled with the Holy Ghost. They just created a miracle. The lamb man. Ignorant and unlearned men. But they took notice of them. They had been with Jesus. You can tell when somebody's been with Jesus, you know. They didn't say they'd been to church. They didn't take notice they had been to church. They had been with Jesus. I tell you something right now. I feel the Holy Ghost. I tell you something right now. A person who have been with Jesus, you know it. They can't hide it. It's something about them. But the Holy Ghost and the will of God and the word of God make you bold. Nobody and nothing gonna stop me now. Amen. You got a word from God. You got a touch of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And you got blood running on you.
Yes.
Nobody gonna stop me now.
Nobody.
I see it in the Word.
Yes.
It's mine.
Yes.
I have it now.
Yes.
I'm unstoppable. I'm undefeatable. And I'm unlimited.
Yes.
I have a boldness. The Lord want that on you. And today, by the power of Jesus' blood, he's going to impart it in this house. Get ready for it. Get ready for it. Get ready for it. Turn to Ephesians chapter 6. You brought your cup, shouting clothes?
Come on with it, Apostle.
To have boldness. You got to sit on the bowl preaching. You got to sense this energy coming from the pulpit. You got to be able to declare, I belong to a bold church. I have a bold pastor. I'm living a bold life. We can't be timid now. The devil have become cheeky. And we're living in a time where men think they're greater than God. And God looking for some Peter and John. John Osteen, before he went home to be with the Lord, he was in the elevator, and the guy was just cussing. First floor, second floor, third floor, just cussing. They got to a certain floor, John said, hold up here. Y'all done praise y'all God. Let me praise mine. Hallelujah. One of the boldest little men I knew was John Osteen. The denomination said, don't do something. The denomination said, don't clap your hand, John. Didn't fall out of fellowship, but he just was doing what he thought the Lord told him to do. Apostle Paul, and this is apostolic teaching. Sit down. This is apostolic teaching. This is apostolic teaching. This is from heaven to earth. That's what we need, right?
Yes, sir.
I need heaven to come to earth. What about you? I ain't worried about going to heaven. I need heaven to come to earth. I need it now, though. I don't need to worry about it later. I need heaven down here now. Talk to me up in here. Do you know how bold you would be if you really recognized and realized and come to the reality that heaven will come to earth on your behalf? Do you really what life would be like if you realize that every time somebody put their hand on you, they're putting their hand on heaven? Everything you need, the resources of heaven backing you up? We need a boldness about blessing. We need a boldness about going to the next level. It's time to go to the next level.
Yes,
and so Paul understood this. So in Ephesians 6, he understood this boldness. And he just talked about the armor of God. And he talked in the 18th verse about praying. And then he gets down to this verse, 19th verse. He said, for me, what Paul, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth and to make known the mystery of the gospel. So boldness come by hearing, and hearing by a bold word from God. Turn to Hebrews chapter 4. We're talking about this living in the boldness of a blood-created atmosphere. Living in the boldness of a blood-created atmosphere. Jesus' blood at Calvary created an atmosphere of boldness. Everybody got whooped at Calvary. Death, hell, the grave, the devil, sin. They all got whooped at Calvary. Sickness and disease, lack, limitation. They all got whooped at Calvary. Every opponent was struck down. Every opinion came to an end. It's not what you think about it. It's what I know about it. Not what you say you're going to do. It's what already has been done. It is finished. Every victory you need this morning. Every triumphant position you need to be in this morning is already done. Lose your faith and lose your fear, because the Lord is here to work it out for you. I'm about to take you to a place right now. Everybody gonna shout. This blood created another atmosphere for us. In Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Oh my. I ain't gonna last long today. Oh my Lord. I feel the presence of the Lord, man. I ain't gonna last long today. Ooh, Lord. You wasn't born to be a coward. Don't you cop out when the pressure come against you. All of us face pressure. Deal with it in the spirit of the Lord. Call on the name of Jesus. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord said. You can't oppress pressure. Keep the pressure on the enemy. Then here in Hebrews 4:16. Look what it says. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace. Help in time of need. Hey, Jesus, this is Leroy. When my name is called, God see blood. Because I'm in Christ. And Christ is in me. So now, not only do we have a boldness to witness, there in Acts 4:13, it was the boldness. Sit down, I want you to write this down. You gotta recognize you have a boldness to witness. That's what it had in Acts 4:13. And then you gotta recognize there's a boldness to preach and teach. That's what you had in Ephesians 6:19. Now here in Hebrews 4:16, we're talking about a boldness to pray. All that's blood created. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. Come bold because you know you're going to get an answer. And know that who you're talking to, nobody can stop it. That's what the church is lacking, boldness. We let people talk us out of what we believe. Say, no, this is what I believe. We go to these little social events and they put us in the corner. See, that's why they don't invite me too many, because I don't sit in the corner. I said, where am I going to be sitting at? Come on. Say a prayer, but don't take too long. You get somebody else to say this prayer. I'm going to say what I won't say. They invited me to come dedicate a church. I said, I don't want no mayor, nobody else there. Because they just get up and make that talk and leave. So I don't want none of them there. I said, if you got them, let them dedicate and call me the next time I come do it spiritually. Amen. So he shut them down. I went by myself. Yes, and the Holy Ghost came. Yes. Just like I believe he's going to come today. Yes. I'm just holding on, trying to finish. He already here. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you know what the glory is? No, let me tell you what the glory is. The glory is all who God is and all he has. So when God show up, he always show up with everything he owns. Turn to Hebrews 13. Before I teach this text, I'm trying to get you to see what does boldness really mean? We're talking about living in the boldness of a blood-created atmosphere at the house. Everywhere. This atmosphere is created over the whole world. Everybody can't walk in it, but believers are supposed to know it's there. What created this boldness? Man, I have backup you never seen before. I got backup I never seen before. I got victories I never seen. I have levels with my name on it. I haven't got there yet. But instead of drifting, I'm shifting. We got to stop drifting and start shifting by faith. God said it, I believe it, that sell it, so be it. Oh, this one here. Hebrews 13:6. Let's go back up to the fifth verse. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such thing as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So in the next verse it says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord, boldly say, boldly say. Somebody got something they need to say today? Boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I would not fear what man should do unto me. But the Lord is my helper. Anybody dealing with anything in here? Anybody dealing with anything on the internet? Listen to what the man of God said. Listen to what the word of God said. Boldly say. Right in the face of that. The Lord is my helper. Lord, not only my shepherd, the Lord is my helper. Pro Shakata. We used to go to camp meeting back in the day when I was following my father. Go back to Hebrews 10. We used to go to camp meeting and dad be preaching. We'd get happy, you know. But then every now and then he had Rosie Greer, that big football player, to sing. And we used to sing this song, "Be Bold, Be Strong, for the Lord thy God is with you." You remember that, Janet? Lonzo, you remember that? He says, "Be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is with you." Then he said, "I am not afraid. I am not dismayed, because I'm walking in faith and victory." Come on and walk in faith and victory, for the Lord thy God is with you. Be bold. There's a boldness. Here in our text, look back in Hebrews 10. Look at this 19th verse. This is something. "Having therefore, brethren, boldness." You see it? Boldness to what? Now, before I explain that to you, let me run over here. What is holiest? You see the H-O-L-I-E-S-T? He who does not know what the holiest is cannot enjoy the full benefit of redemption. So I'm going to help you today. Because if I was to ask the question, most of y'all don't know what it is. What is holiest? It's the place where God dwells. Another way to say it, it's the place of the Most High. But this does not refer to heaven only. But to the holiest spiritual place of God's presence. When you get in God's presence properly, you're in the holiest. The blood of Jesus, what I said? Opens the access to the presence and fellowship of God. Look at these Christians. Look at you all. Let me say that again. Look at you all. Y'all don't even know what I'm saying. Yes. Y'all don't have no idea. We'll tear this church up. If you have an idea what I'm saying, the blood of Jesus opened the access to the presence and fellowship of God. In other words, you can access the holiest through the recognition of what the blood really is. Yes. You can stand in the presence of God in a filthy world every day. Amen. This is the holiest. You listening? Where God reveals himself. What God would like to do is reveal himself in your situation. And you just stepped in the holiest because the blood of Jesus is about to do something about this. And whatever have you in bondage got to turn you loose, because wherever the blood is, there's deliverance. And you understand what the holiest? Let me go. The holiest, the place where God dwells. But the point today, what will really give you the reality of the blood, is but the holiest is a spiritual place of God's presence. The blood of Jesus opened the access to the presence and fellowship of God. That's nowhere else I want to be. That's a place of no defeat. It's a place of no doubt. Place of no down days. Place where the dog can't bark. Place where the dark can't stop. It's always bright in that place. I'm in the presence of the Almighty God. Put a boldness in your eyes. It put a boldness in your step. A boldness in what you say. This world is not going to make me cop out. Compromise. I'm not compromised. By his shedded blood, Jesus conquered the power of sin and brought it to nothing. Sin have no more dominion over me. I'm not a sinner. Listen at this. Who will take time to meditate on the power of the blood will obtain a wonderful view of the liberty and directness with which we can now have intimacy with God. There's a way to have intimacy with God. The Bible says, turn to James 4, I believe, James 4. Because you can't have intimacy with God unclean. Well, you guys, you can play a little game talking about I sin, but I ask God to forgive me, and I'm forgiven, and I'm living under grace. You can play that little game, but that's a game. It's a little game. It's a little game they play. They keep doing their sin, and they go, say, Lord, forgive me, and they go do it again. Lord, forgive me. You can't judge me. No, you're playing a little game. Ain't nobody stupid. Are you following me? Well, what are we turning? See, people trying to get close to God. They got preachers not close to God. You can't get to God close to God being a homosexual. I don't care how big your church is. God ain't having no fellowship with no homosexual. Y'all say, don't judge people. I don't have to. Read Romans chapter 1. Y'all ain't modernizing me. I'm gonna tell you right now. This modern revelation y'all got. I don't care about Oprah. I don't even when the president. I don't care what he's saying when he calling congratulating that boy. I don't know what the matter, president. I had to pray. I'm praying extra for him. I don't care what color he is. He's wrong. Did I ever see him? I'll tell him, President Obama, you're wrong. You better repent. I ain't gonna let the white ball off. What's that other guy's name? Clinton. I tell him the same thing. He called and congratulated too. I'm not congratulating what God don't congratulate. Now I'm gonna ask you, is God behind that congratulation? Well, how can you accept it then? I'm not. Okay, you're not. I want you. I just don't want you to say it. I don't need no homosexual to take care of this church. Homosexuality and lesbianism, that's not my source. God, my source. Somebody got to preach boldly. what's right and what's wrong. I'm just as close to God as you. You lying turkey. You ain't just close. God ain't gonna cater to no sin. No, you're not gonna do it. Look at the dead voice of James 4. It said, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Then he goes on to tell you how to do it. Cleanse your hand, ye sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded. Can't do that without blood. Huh? Go back to the seventh voice. What it says? Resist the devil. What are you going to do? I want to make sure you know what holy is before I go to work in this text. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you got what holiness is. Holiest is in the presence of God. We're talking about having a boldness, living in the boldness of a blood created atmosphere. What I said?
Living in the boldness of a blood created atmosphere.
See, the atmosphere was created by the blood. Now, let me show you a few things in here in our text. Go back to Hebrews, because I'm gonna close in a few minutes. Hebrews 10. But I want to just work this text now. Beginning at the 19th verse, you see heaven. Therefore, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. I want to work it from a four-word context. Four words. First four words is having, therefore, brethren, boldness. Now, the brethren give you the right to be bold. That means you're a born-again person and you have accepted the blood of Jesus. Having therefore, brethren, boldness. It's brethren boldness. It's not society boldness. It's a special boldness. It's a boldness that comes from heaven. Everybody can't wear this boldness. You got to be a born again child of God to wear this boldness. Your brother. This boldness is for the brethren. Then, my brothers and sisters, the text declares, to enter into the holiest. To enter boldly, enter into the presence and fellowship of God. Knowing that you have a right to be there. Maybe this afternoon, you might need to enter into that boldly. And to the present, and to that holiest. Then he tell us what give us our entrance right. The next four word. By the blood of Jesus. By what?
The blood.
Now that's saying a whole lot. That's talking about death, burial, resurrection, ascension, coming back. By the blood of Jesus. In other words, you cannot go in the holiest without first passing by or going through the blood of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus that gives me boldness. What Jesus has done, give me the right to do what I do. Y'all robbed me, man. That's good stuff there. See, Jesus had a way of talking to you. And he would create a great miracle. Everybody go to shouting. And Jesus said, it's not me that doing it. It's the Father in me that does the work. See, what you got to say, it's not me that do it. It's the Christ. It's in me. Caused me to whoop that situation. It's not no 9 hours of prayer and 14 chapters. It's Jesus did that for me. Yeah, I read the 14 chapters and I did pray for 9 hours, but I didn't need to pray for 9 hours because he's already ready, but I just need to connect properly. Everybody say, by the blood of Jesus. Now, by the blood of Jesus, you can win every victory you need. I'm about to close. By the blood of Jesus, you can change every situation in your life. You understand me? By the ramification of what Jesus did, it is finished. Your victory is finished. Your blessings are finished. It's over. It's already done. Don't let the devil lie to you. You already got this. You already there. You there while you're going. Nothing can stop the power of the blood of Jesus. He defeated the grave, Satan, sin, death, and hell. That's why he said to you, nay, in all these things, Romans 8:39, ye are more than conqueror. You are conqueror because I have conquered everything for you. Then notice this next four word. New and living way. It's not bulls and goats now, brother. And they don't have to come every year no more. Ah, oh my Lord, it's all over. The last blood that needed to be shed has been shed. Didn't take 10,000. Didn't take all night. One man. A new and living way. Listen to me. A new. You see, that's the New Testament. This from law to grace. I'm not accepted on my own merit. I'm not blessed because of who I am. I'm blessed because of who he is. Oh, hallelujah. Do you understand me? A new and living way. I'm messed up, but I'm forgiven. And I know I'm gonna mess up again. But forgiveness waiting on me when I mess up again. Nobody in this house is perfect. We all need grace. A new and living way. See, that's what the culture of honor is all about. The culture of honor says the woman had committed adultery. Religious folks said stone and put her to death, what the law said. But grace was there. Give her another chance. I stand for her. Give her another chance. Woman, go and sin no more. Grace was there. Organized religion said, kill him. Kill her. Kill her. One of them men is the one who committed, some of the men who committed sex with her. They're in the back line, kill her. Jesus said, he without sin cast the first stone. That old boy who was with her last night, he dropped that rock. She couldn't commit adultery by herself. That's not adultery by yourself. That's just nasty sex. Next four words is, which he has consecrated. The Lord have cleaned the path for us to travel. Which he has consecrated. I have a blood-bought, consecrated past to God. That means everybody not on that path, none of my enemy, because it's for consecrated people. He whom he have sanctified, he have justified. Glory to God. Then it says these, let me hurry, to say his flesh. To say his flesh. See, it was Jesus had to give up his flesh. It wouldn't be validated if he didn't come in a flesh body. He had to kill flesh in the flesh. See, you couldn't kill flesh in the spirit. He had to have a flesh body. Flesh needed to be dealt with. And so Jesus, and the word became flesh and dwelled among us. He became flesh because it needed flesh to kill flesh. I hear you, Holy Ghost. It needed obedient flesh to kill disobedient flesh. All of our flesh are disobedient. But Jesus had obedient flesh. He never sinned. Jesus knew the difference between a man and a woman. But he never sinned. Wasn't his mission. Y'all getting mighty quiet. Y'all get scared now. Yeah. Jesus saw a woman's breath. He know what that was. Yeah, he knew what it was. But that wasn't his mission. I hear Jesus say, go ahead, preach Thompson. Jesus said, don't be scared. I'm preach Thompson. Now you're preaching. Yeah. Jesus said, now you're preaching. Talk to him. Tell him I was tempted just as they were. Without sin. It wouldn't be right. The Bible wouldn't be right if Jesus couldn't be tempted. Anyone of y'all, tell me y'all ain't never been tempted? I'm scared of you. Because you're a baboon in a human body. You have no conscience. And then the scripture put it this way. Because I don't know if we know what this means. Having a high priest. Sit down. Y'all sit down. Y'all make me holler. This is a special high priest. All the other priests die. All the other priests have to make offering for their sin. But this special high priest, he's just for us. And the Bible says he's constantly making what? Intercession for us. Having a high priest. Now he's my high priest. I have him. I don't have to go look for a high priest. The Bible says in our text, the four words there say, having a high priest. Having a high priest. The Bible says, sit at the right hand of God, calling my name. Lord, you know him. That's Leroy. I'm not trying to get it. I'm not looking for it. I have him. I have a lawyer in heaven who is constantly pleading my case. You heard that? I said I have a lawyer in heaven who constantly pleading my case. And I found out, I checked the record, he never lost one. What that mean then? That mean I can't lose. The battle might go on for a while, but finally when the dust get through flying, The judge going to rap the gavel and say, you won. You won. Having a high priest. Having a high priest. I have a high priest. Say it. Well, because you have a boldness, because you've entered into the holiest, because the blood of Jesus is upon you, because you have a living new way, which has been consecrated for you to say through Jesus' flesh, you're having a high priest. You have all that. Now, let us. Let us now. Since we know all that, come on, brother, you got that big Bible right in front of you. Let us draw near from the premises that I have a boldness because of my brethren, that I've entered into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, a new and living way, which you have consecrated for me to say his flesh, having an high priest. I'm ready now. Say it, I'm ready now. Ready now on the premises of what I already know. Yeah. Now in every situation, let us draw near. Yeah. With a true heart. Yes. Search me, O God. Yes. Know my heart. Yes, try me. And know my thought. Oh. See if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way of it. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. God created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me, a true heart. A true heart is a heart full of the word of God. With a true heart. Then he said, now when your heart get true, something else happened. Full assurance of faith. Not just faith. No. Full assurance. Full confidence that where I'm going, I'm going to get what I'm going to look for. Full assurance. Say full assurance.
Full assurance.
Of faith. Then he go back and tell you what happened. The blood. Having our heart. Sprinkled with what? Blood. The blood. My heart been sprinkled with blood. Yeah, they sprinkled the house. They put the blood on the house poles. They put the blood on the altar. They put the blood on all their offering. And all of a sudden, it came to the point that the prophet sprinkled the blood over all the people. Children, the blood is on us. Let me show you two scriptures I'm trying to close here. It is having a heart sprinkling from an evil conscience. The conscience is the center of your heart. You got to have a clear conscience. Washed with pure water. Turn to 1 Corinthians 6:20, Galatians 3:13. I'm going to close right there. You're bought with a price. Yes, sir. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God. Got that? I'm paid for. My victory is paid for. My blessings are paid for. By the blood of Jesus. Turn to Galatians 3:13 now. Here's another blood scripture. His name is Christ. Do you know him? Yes. Christ. Say Christ.
Christ.
Next time you're dealing with a crisis, you remember Christ.
Yes.
Christ has redeemed me. Who, Lord? Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. The curse have no more authority over me. Why? Being made a curse for me. For it's written. Curses. Every man that hangs on a tree. He hung there, Glenn. He hung there till he died. In my place. He hadn't committed no sin. He hadn't done no wrong. They shouldn't have crucified him. But he went in my place. And I'm glad about it. Because he went, I'm free this morning. I got some infirmities. I got some inadequacies. I got some inability, but I got a place called grace. Because he hung there. From the sixth to the ninth hour. He hung there, paying for my sin and your sin. That today we can make our declaration in the blood over any situation and be declared free. I'm redeemed. Say it. I'm redeemed. Thank God I'm redeemed. Thank God I'm redeemed. Come on, get that condemnation off your mind. Get that off your mind. I got a clue, but get that off your mind. I feel a few people got condemnation because you missed it. Well, you missed it. Y'all just go ahead and admit I missed it. Now say I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
Montreal say it all the time. This is not a church of condemnation. Jesus. That the blessing of Abraham. I have the blessing of Abraham. Abraham, greatest blessing he had, he was a friend of God. He was connected to God, but then the Bible says he was very rich with silver and gold. The blessing of Abraham is mine. Now, I keep hearing this word, blood for your trouble. I believe the Holy Spirit wants us to do something here. Blood for your trouble. I believe the Holy Spirit wants us to do something here for our clothes. Blood for your trouble. Say it, blood for my trouble. All my trouble's in the blood. That means it's over. I win. So everybody in here do a little walking. You're going to walk in a little blood. Walk. Blood for your trouble. Walk till you feel relief. You're walking in blood. That's what I saw. Blood. Walking in blood. Triumphing. Over them in it. Everything Satan meant for evil. Today I declare as an apostle of this church, God going to turn it into good. Every problem you're dealing with, I declare as you walk in blood, it turn into a promotion. Let's have church up in here. Keep on walking. All your family problems come to a halt right now in the name of Jesus. Every miracle you need come to your house right now. Walking in blood, take place of all your trouble. Hallelujah. What church you know you can go and walk in blood? You got to be bold to say what God tell you to say and to do what God tell you to do. You got to have boldness. No, Satan, you can't bring that back. I walked in the blood. That's over. Abraham was confused about having a child. And God said, let's settle this thing right now. Took an animal and split it in half and put it in a ditch and told Abraham, walk through them two, three and them two pieces. What he was doing? He was walking in the blood. You're doing the same thing this morning. You're walking in the blood. Every problem, every trouble, every attack, every weakness, every sickness, every lack, every limitation. Go ahead with your bad self and don't walk. Go ahead. Walking in the blood. Thank God Jesus did it for me. Huh? I don't have to fight by myself. Thank God Jesus has already done it for me. And I'm recognizing it this morning. By faith, I'm walking in the blood. By faith this morning, I'm walking in what Jesus did for me. I'm acting on this word. Don't only be a hearer, but be a doer. Some people walking on pounds of trouble. Walk in the blood. Take your hand off of me, Satan. Take your hand off of my house. Take your hand off my family. Take your hand off my husband. Take your hand off my wife. Take your hand off my children. Take your hand off my body. Take your hand off my finances. Take your hand off the husband God has sent for me. Take your hand off the wife God has sent for me. Blood, blood, blood. Blood be on this house today. Blood be on all your cars today. Blood everywhere. You've overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. I'm walking in that overcoming blood. Ooh, I know it was the blood. 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 I tell you, I know it was the blood. 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 The blood, the blood, the blood. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we glorify you. Lord Jesus, we bless you today. Thank you for shedding your blood. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I know it was the blood. The blood came streaming down. I know it was. I know it was the blood. Ooh, Jesus. I know it was. Ooh, glory. Yeah, glory. I know it was the blood. Blood comes streaming down, boy. Hallelujah. Come on, church. You're so often left out. I've been moving in here in the spirit, but I'm admonished to tell you all over the world, no matter what country you're in, no matter what situation you're in, the power of the blood been loose on your life. You in your house. If you're driving a car, stop that car and walk in that blood, because today something broke loose in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Sing, sing it. Sing it. Sing it. Get it back. Woo.